Begin. We're up to Perek Tesvav, Pasik Tesvav. Tesvav, Tesvav. What are the chances, huh? Tesvav, Tesvav.
It's batting 500.
Okay.
Eight.
What are the chances? It has to be a day when it's going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. It has to happen.
The baseball fan?
No, the brother that was killed in the
Cubs.
Who, Reb Shlomo's father? Reb Shlomo's father?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Ben-Zion.
Yeah. Ben-Zion? Taka? No.
Ben-Zion.
Okay. Yeah, so he was, my great-grandfather was together with him. They were in hiding. They were in hiding. He was in hiding with him. With the Baba Rebbe. I think the last picture of the Baba Rebbe, the Rebbe Tzion, is with my sitting on a bench together with my great grandfather. I don't have the picture now. I think it's in the book. They have one of the art school books.
They found the video 2 years ago.
The
Germans
taking it. Taking it out. Yeah. Okay, my grandfather, I think, wasn't killed much. Great-grandfather was not killed that much after him.
Did your grandfather survive?
No, he didn't survive. He was killed by the Ukrainians. He was taken out to the forest. And they tortured him. Hashem yinkom damai. Yinkom damam. Okay, we're up to Perek Tezvav. We're up to the Pasuk. Atu yadati Hashem. You, Hashem, know. You know my suffering. Yirmi over here is continuing to describe, to discuss the fact that the people of Anosos are trying to assassinate him. The people of Anosos torture him. They are not receptive to his Musar. And this theme comes out over and over again in Sefer Yirmiyah, and it's true for Yirmiyah much more so than it is for the other Nevi'im. Yirmiyah suffered. He was affected. He was abused. All of these words that we have, Rachman al-Islam, this generation, were very much applicable to Yirmiyah in his day and age. And therefore he's now complaining to Hashem, Ato, you Hashem, your data, you know Hashem, you know what I'm going through, you know I'm all alone, I live a very lonely life, I suffer, people hate me, Zochreini, remember me Hashem, Ufakdeini, and there's another word, two words which really mean the same thing, two different expressions of remember me and take action. The word Pekida is a word of remembrance which also has a connotation of taking action, a call to action based upon a remembrance. V'Hashem pokad esara, v'yas v'Hashem l'sara kasher omar, and Hashem did for Sarah what he promised and she became pregnant. So it's not just a remembrance, it's a remembrance which involves action. What is the action that I demand from you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'hi no'akem li me'rodfai, I want you to take revenge for me on my behalf from my enemies. And then he says a very beautiful expression. I mean, it's very poetic, it's very eloquent. Al le'erech apcha tikocheni. Don't take me and put me in the compartment of your being that is designated for patience. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have a section in your shemayim that's called erech apayim. Ya Hashem, you're a person, you're a God that is patient. You wait. No, Hashem. Don't take me and deposit me in that section of Shemayim where you deal with things on a time scale that's very slow and patient. I want immediate results. I want results, action now. Yeah?
But don't put me in the waiting room?
Yeah. Al le'erech apichot tikochei. Don't take me and put me in the waiting room. Exactly. I want action now. Da Hashem, no, be aware. Say si olecha cherpa. I carry baggage. I'm suffering. I carry upon me on because of you, Hashem. I carry upon me for your honor, your sake, cherpa shame. Okay, this pasuk is really a lot going on in this one pasuk. A lot of ideas being expressed. Let's see them through the stavit. Pasuk Tezav. You know Hashem es haruosh oisim li anshe anasos. You Hashem, you are very well aware of the pain that the people of Anasos are causing me. Zochreini fakdeini zochar bi. Remember me. V'yashkiach alai. And look after me, remember, and the Ashir means pay attention, the Asili Nikoma Mirotfai, and take revenge on my behalf from my enemies. Al do not abandon me for patience. Do not say, yes, I'll take revenge, they'll get what they deserve, but not today. You'll have to wait until the right opportune moment. No, I don't want that to be. Avul mehera, immediately, chusha, hasten. Tinokim, hasten the punishment. Tinokim, nikmosim mehem, take revenge on my behalf from them. Da means
tame. Why would Hashem then be abused? I don't understand. If you still have Hashem's bidding, why would he be punished?
That's life.
You know that.
You know the answer. That's life. I don't have any answer. Da. Da is a very good word. I always have hano when the Mishnah Berurah says the word da. Da is one of the favorite words of the Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. When he wants to make a point, the Mechadish something, he always says da. He should be aware this is what it is. It's a very strong statement, the word da, and it comes obviously from the pasuk da. Teilev lo das Hashem, pay attention. Ma shani noy say this that I bear v'soivel, I carry baggage, cherpa, disgrace ba'avurecha because of you. Ba'mesh ani misnabe b'shimcha, this that I carry out your message, I give over prophecy in your name, and it's not received well, and I suffer because of it. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasuk Yud Tezvav writes, Al le'erech apcha tikocheni, Targum Yonason, Targum is really the same thing as the Mitzvah says, Lo sitein orcha. Orcha means patience. Don't allow patience l'ul benit for my insult. I've been insulted, Hashem. They insult me. They hurt my feelings. Don't be patient. Al tikach es rivi lehanichoi le'erech apcha. Do not take my quarrel and put it aside for patience. Ela maher. Quickly, swiftly take revenge on my behalf. Say, see, I carry upon me Kmos Sibalti, a sevel, is a burden. It's a very great burden to carry upon me the weight of insult, the cherpa, olecha, bishvilcha that I carry on your behalf. Okay, let's see the Radak, Pasuk Tezvav, Ato Yodata, Koloimar, Yodata, Masha, Eisim, Liyunu, are very well aware what they do to me. Masha, Eimim, Al Hamachichim, Oisam, you know how what the people, the Hamainam, how they insult the people that give them Musa. Today, you know, just go look at the blogs and see what's going on in the comments. It's just not to be believed. And this, obviously, you know, it takes a real thick skin. Most people, present company included, do not have the skin to be able to take the insults and the abuse. It's just unbelievable, especially people who have a public office. Right, Michal, take
leadership role.
What?
Any leadership role,
especially today, more so than ever. Years ago, so listen, you're a rabbi, so you have a little shul, so big deal. You know who's going to bother you? Today, with the internet, I mean, you can't escape. And anyone that has even some teeny minor role in leadership, even the smallest, even a cockroach, so you're a public figure. So you're online. You're in an article. You're somewhere, and there's always going to be people who comment, and the comments are just unbelievable what people could say, and every minority has the weight of the President of the United States. That's really what it comes down to. Any accusation, no one can defend themselves from any accusation, and it's just frightening. And obviously, you need a very thick skin. And this was his complaint. Al erech apcha tikocheni im tarich apcha lahim. If you're going to be patient, Do not take me, Koloimar, Al Timiseni, Kidei She'ere Nikmoscha Mehem. In other words, do not cause me to die. He's saying a very deep interpretation of the Mitzvah, the Radak, is I want to live to see revenge. We mentioned that before. That's a very hard thing for us to understand. Like, so we don't know how things work in the next world. Why don't we just have Hamuna So you'll see the sweet revenge in the next world. Why do you have to live to see the sweet? Obviously, there's something, even with all the amuna of being in the next world, and you know what's going on in this world, and you see the emes, there is some degree of satisfaction of seeing things come to fruition in this world. To see, people always say, to live to see great-grandchildren. There's something to it. So what's the difference here in the next world? So you'll see. You have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. What's the difference? Obviously, there's something to it. Next, Yerushantirgim, losi na'orcha le'ubani, do not grant patience for my insult. Da'asha an sha'esi, I carry, se'esi olecha cherpa, kiloimar, her Elohim she'yodata v'loi nelam mimcha. Show them that you are aware, show my enemies that you are aware of what they are doing, the words of insult that they are casting upon me, and it's not hidden from you. Okay, let's go.
So is he asking for this for himself or the Shem Shemayim?
I guess I guess, I don't know. I guess subject to interpretation. He's also a person,
yeah.
Right? So every person has a right, has a right to, has rights. You know, everyone has rights. Everyone is the tselem Elokim. You don't have to suffer abuse. So, to what degree is it personal? What degree is it l'shem shamayim? He represents Hashem's name. He cannot bear to witness the disgrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
He wasn't just verbal and physical abuse, though, right?
That also correct. But it's like more probably psychological abuse is the worst. Psychological abuse is worse than physical abuse, and it's worse than all types of abuse. And you know, people play with your mind. People who are in powerful positions, and they play with you, they abuse you. So that is what he is complaining about. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Tes Zayin. Nimsu Divo. Now he describes here in detail of how he has been faithful to the mission. He says that Nimsu Divarecha V'Oichleim. When you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you delivered words of prophecy, I ate it up. I relished the words of prophecy. It was delicious. It was delicious to listen and to absorb the lessons that you have transmitted to me. I found your words V'Oichleim. I ate it with an appetite. Vayihi Divaruchali L'Sasayin U'L'Simchas Levavi. Your words were to me with joy and the joy of my heart. Ki Nikra Shimcha Olai Hashem Elokei Tzevokas, because your name has been called upon me. I am your representative. I am your ambassador. And therefore, to me, it was delicious. It was enjoyable. Sasayin U'Simcha, to be your messenger. Let's see the mitzvos now. The truth now that we really come to really the next pasuk is that it really wasn't so delicious, because the words of prophecy that you put in my mind were very harsh, were horrible nightmares. It was the worst visions possible, to see Klal Yisrael suffer with starvation and torture and galus and death and all the different things that we've learned, all these various psukim. How in the world can Yirmiyah say that to me, witnessing all of these things, was sasayin and simcha? How could he say that? So the answer is, I overlooked my personal negiyas. This is all part of what he's trying to bring out, is that I was faithful to the mission. Even though the mission was extremely difficult, it was extremely painful to listen and to see with prophecy the horrors that are going to come to Klal Yisrael, but being that it's coming directly from you, Hashem, and this is my tafkin in life, this is my mission, this is what you want from me, I did it with faith. I did it with sasayin and simcha. And that is a great, great credit to Yirmiyah. And therefore he says to Hashem, the very least you can do is, don't let these rishonim get away with the cruel conduct and their cruel activities that they have done to me. In the very least, punish them and take revenge on my behalf for the torture and abuse that they have brought upon me. Let's see the mitzvah of the pasuk to Zayin. Nimsu devarecha kishashar solai ruach nevua. When the Ruach Nevuah descended upon me and it came to me, the words, your holy words, kibaltim b'simcha, I accepted it with joy, as if you have an appetite. He goes on to explain I was in joy that the bounty of prophecy came upon me, that I could have the kavod, the honor of being your messenger. To me, this was worth everything, even though the message and the job was extremely difficult and painful. Rashi Pasuk Zayin says, "Dimsu devarecho va'ichlam l'ta'ava mitchila." It was done with an appetite. V'hayu l'sasam ki dimisi sheyishmu elai ata. Why? Now here Rashi is something over here very fascinating. It's because even though the words are very harmful, I had hope. I had great hope that my words would be received well, and that people would change their ways, and it would be great satisfaction in my mission. There's no greater tsar than spending all of your time for nothing. You work hard, and then after everything is said and done, the project is cancelled. A person is a Rebbe, he spends a whole year teaching Talmidim, and then all the Talmidim, they abandon him, and they go and do things that are totally not on the program. It's extremely frustrating. Yirmiyah said, "I was optimistic that my words will be received, and that's why I was very happy, at least in the beginning." Radak Pasik Tezayin says, "Nimsu kishen nimsu li devarecha benevua kibaltem beratzen." I accepted with will. K'may sheoichal adam hadavah ha'arivlo, like a person eats a dish that he enjoys. L'fich amar va'ichleim, I ate it. It was delicious. Ki nikra shimcha olai b'zeh ani samech ma'od sheyomu olai navi Hashem. I had great joy that people said upon me that you are a prophet. And the other prophets were called Nevi Habal. I'm the real deal. People would say about me, if you want an authentic prophet, you go to Yirmiyah. You want a charlatan, you go next door to the Nevi Habal. This great, great simcha that I was the real deal. Over here there's a krivach sif. It's spelled with the yud, but we pronounce it without yud. Devorcha. And we don't pronounce that yud. When there's a yud, a yud is beloshon rabim. Without a yud, it's beloshon yoch. That's a common rule in grammar. Kamosh amar vayihi, like it says, beloshon kamosh amar. Kamosh amar vayihi v'yakosov derech prat v'yakri derech klal. Like it says, what is the next words? The words are Nimsu Vayehi Devorcha Li. So Vayehi, it means to me, it was to me. Devorcha, word Vayehi fits better with the word, I'm not sure what this means. Kumosh Amar Vayehi Kosov Beyud Vikar Devorcha Below Yud Loshen Yachit Kumosh Amar Vayehi. Vayihi fits Beloshon Yochid, it seems. I'm not sure. What?
Vayihi singular or plural?
I'm not sure. I don't know why it should make a difference. I don't know.
Vayihi singular.
Vayihi singular? And it was. It. Not
it was.
Not many things. We're referring to a very specific thing. An individual thing. V'hoyu. V'hoyu is Beloshon Rabim. Vayihi is Beloshon Yochid. Vayihi is Beloshon Rabin. So Vayihi is Beloshon Yochid. Therefore, since the Pasuk says Vayihi, we are obviously dealing with something that is singular. That's why we have to change the word from Devorcha with a Yud to Devorcha without a Yud. Devorcha with Beloshon Rabin. Because if it would be...
Why doesn't it just say Devorcha?
Because then it should be Vayihi Devorcha. If it would be Beloshon, if the correct pronunciation would be Devorcha with a Yud, Beloshon Rabin, then it should be Vayihi.
Why not Vayihi?
Right, because we want to be consistent. Exactly, we want to be consistent. Oh, that's what we're saying, that we do not read it. That's exactly the point, that we do not read it with you. We read it, there's a krivach sif, we read it without the yod.
Why do you have a krivach sif situation?
Oh, so he says it because he's saying b'derech klal. So that's always a question you could always ask. So why is there a krivach sif? So sometimes you'll have a very simple, it was a mistake in the text. When it comes to Chumashi, that's apikorsis to say such a thing. When it comes to Nevim and Ksuvim, I'm not mistaken the different opinions, because the Mesorah, especially Ksuvim, is not as strong as the Maser of Chumash. But that's also very questionable if we really can say such a thing. So some of the Mefarshim, they try to find deeper insights into why indeed there is a Kriyat Sif. The Radak over here says, the reason why it's Tzilei B'Loshon Rabim is because Kerakos of Derech Prat V'Akri Derech Klal, is that there is a message. The Pasuk is written, okay, I'm not exactly sure what he means. It means, we'll leave it with this, I don't know. Okay, but we are over here, we read about the grammar lesson. Now we go to the next part of the Pasuk Yud Zayin. Lo Yashafti, Yirmi describes that he took this mission very seriously. When HaKadosh Baruch gave him Musar, he did not, after he received Musar, he did not go to a party. Lo Yashafti Visoid Misachakim Ve'elois. I did not sit in the company of happy people and rejoice. Why? Because Mibnei Yodcha Bodod Yoshafti, because your hand has come down upon me, I sat in isolation. Kizam Milesoni, I was filled with anger, with your anger. In other words, after I received a prophecy from you, Hashem, it was impossible for me to go and enjoy myself. I didn't go to a wedding. If I received at 5 o'clock in the afternoon a prophecy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tell Klal Yisrael, I was shattered. I was unable to go the file that night to rejoice at a chasana because I'm just not in the frame of mind. I was filled with tzar, with pain, seeing the anger that you, Hashem, have for Klal Yisrael. Let's see the mitzvah started. Pasuk Gizad lo yashavti. Acha shekibalti hanevuah. After I received the nevuah, I received the transmission. Lo yashavti bekvutzas mesachakim l'smeich imohem. I did not sit in a group of people to rejoice. I didn't go to the bar. I didn't go to a party. I didn't go hang out in the mikvah to go and hear what's going on out there. Bibnei Yotcha, because of your hand, Bibnei Hanavua Haba Li Miyotcha, because of the prophecy which came upon me from your hand, Yoshafti Bodod, I sat in isolation. The Yechidi, all alone. Kiderech HaMitzta'er, as is the nature of a person who is in pain. Ki Mileisa Oisi Nevuas Zam, you filled me with a prophecy of anger. Heim HaYehudim, these are the words of designation, Horoim of evil, Mechurban Habayis V'Agolus Ha'o. These are words, very stinging, sharp words that have revealed that you, Hashem, have designated the people for destruction, Golus, and Chorban. Rashi Pas.
Or rationalization, or additional stating his crown, why Hashem should take the coma because of all the anguish that he had.
All of the tzar. I suffered my entire life. I'm entitled to something. I'm entitled to a good pension. I worked so hard for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At least you should help me out and at least punish my enemies. Let's see the Rashi Pasuk Yitzai B'mnei Yodcha B'mnei Nevuah HaBoli Mi'itcha. This is good morning. This is a common expression. You have this is a very interesting idea which requires further elaboration. I do not know what it means, but you do find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives over prophecy to a Navi, it's described as Hashem's Yad. Hashem's Yad has touched the person. In fact, in the beginning of Sefer Yirmiyah, Hashem says that Hashem's hand touched the mouth of Yirmiyah. When Hashem's hand, Kaviyachol, touches man, it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transmitting a message to the person to give over to the Tzibur. Yoshafti, Yechidi, Umishtamim, I sat in isolation, Umishtamim, I was in shock, Be'avelus, in mourning, Ki Nevuah Zam Milesi B'Churban Beischa, because I was filled with a prophecy of anger regarding the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Radak Pasuk Zayin, Lo Yoshafti, I did not sit beside Misachakim, Ki Dvarcho Hu Simchas Levavi. Now, he is giving us a new interpretation. He's saying it was not necessary for me to go and chill out, because this was the ultimate simcha. In other words, he's saying something very, very deep. A person, a human being, has a need to release himself to have simcha. It's natural. A person has to have time where he is in a state of joy. It's a natural, it's a need of a person. So that is why people, they congregate in the evening or during their free time in the gatherings where people enjoy themselves. You need to have a release of
social
climate. You have to, what do we say the word? Social outlet. You have to have an outlet to express yourself. It's a natural need. Yirmi, according to the Radak, he's saying something very deep. I did not need this social outlet because the joy that I had being your messenger was so great, everything else was nothing, Keneged, was paled away. Oh, connected this way. So it was not necessary. I was satisfied. My simcha of my life was satisfied hearing your message. That is his. Doesn't matter. That's exactly the point that he says above. Even though he was a bad message, but kirvas alakim li toif. The fact that it's you, Hashem, who are speaking to me, that itself overshadowed, that compensated for the bad message. Just the fact that you are close to me. That's really what the theme of kinnis is all about. Mizmar la'asaf. Bohu goyim benachaloscha. Asaf begins the mizmar with the word that the goyim have entered into the base hamigdash to destroy it. And how does it begin this? How does it begin with the mizmar? And the gemara says mizmar. The goyim have entered into your inheritance to destroy the base hamigdash, and it's called a song. It should be called a kina, an elegy, not a song. And the answer is we recognize that this is all for our benefit. That by destroying the Beis HaMikdash, it is going to preserve Klal Yisrael. We have a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though the message is harmful, but the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is present, that itself is the ultimate comfort. And that appears to me what Radak is saying in Pshat in this Pasuk, very different than Rashi and the Mitzudos. Very different. That, not like we learned until now, is that I was unable to go to a party because I was depressed. I can't go to the wedding. I can't go to my joy, the evening with my friends because I'm in a state of depression. No. I don't need to go and have an outlet of joy because the joy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is more than I need. Ki Dvaruch Hu Simchas Lavav, yeah?
We're not learned for Eloz V'Peyotcha. I was happy because of your Nebuah. I wasn't joyful with the other.
Right, exactly. The complete opposite. Complete opposite interpretation.
Where you attach the word by Elos.
Oh, where do you attach the word?
Elos mipleyacho or besod mesachkim by Elos.
Lo yashavti b'sod mesachkim ve'lois kama. You put, according to the mitzvahs, you put the word ve'lois part of lo yashavti b'sod. And according to... I did not sit in the group, in the company of the people who rejoice and also ve'lois, and also participate. And participate because
yodcha. Because of your yod, that's our inter, the Radak.
Radak is just the opposite. Let's see the words inside. We didn't see it inside. Let's see. Rashi here, the Radak, Pasuk Yizayin, Lo Yashavti B'Sodim Zvachim, Kiki Dvarcha Ha'ahu, Simchas Levavi, Uva Amr Levavi, Ritzon Elema, Simchas HaSeichel. My heart here refers to the joy of my intellect, Avol Simcha, Acheres, Lohaisa, Lohaisa Simcha, there was Shehi Simcha Sagof, She'eshe B'Sodim, Uvikaholam, Kishem Esachakim, Ve'esmachim Mohem, Zeh Lo Hoyuli, Afilu L'Chevro Lo Hoyuli Aleihem. I have absolutely nothing to do with these people because these people were rejoicing in the Simcha Sagof. I had no need to rejoice in the Simcha Sagof because I had the ultimate Simcha, the Simcha of the Seichel. Ella Badod Yashavti, I sat in isolation. Ki ani mispaided bebeisi. Why? Bebnei Yodcha, Ritzoytzu Rotzu Lomar, Bebnei Yad Hanavua, Kmohoy Sola Yad Hashem, V'chein Tikim Genesan, Min Kadam Memroch, because of your words, Perish Yisivis, I sat in isolation. V'chein tirgum kizam milei sani, are nevuas de levot, a nevu of a curse milei sani. V'yesh l'farish ribnei yotcha makoscha, because of your wound. K'mohine yad Hashem hoyav v'hamaka hazam ha'koev who bezusam osam. Is this that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was mevazeh, he despised them, the kililam oso, ad shehoyu makim oso, they would hit him, kamo shekasuv. So here he's saying, v'yesh l'farash v'nei yodcho, v'nei yodcho, kamo hinei yan Hashem hoyo, v'amak v'azam v'akov,
hum bezoy. I mean, the way he's learning, the reason why he was sitting in isolation,
he was beaten.
He didn't want to go out.
They would beat him up. So this appears to be a different interpretation. This different interpretation is that he could not go outside because they would abuse him for giving over words, harsh words. So he said, this is already going into a v'yesh l'farash. That's the second interpretation. The reason why I cannot go outside is because of the abuse I would suffer by giving over words of rebuke. Okay, let's go now to Pasuk Yud Ches. Now, therefore, he winds down by saying, "Lama hoye chevi netzach." Therefore, he says to Hashem, "If I've been such a good servant, I have done your mission. Why then do I suffer? Lama hoye chevi netzach. Why is my pain eternal? Netzach means forever. Umakosi anusha. Anusha means extremely painful. Why is my wound extremely painful? Me'ano he."
At the same time.
Yes, correct. But he was a messenger. He was doing. Yiv just happened to him. Here Yiv just was a bystander. Here Yirmi was sent out on a mission. Lo yuune letzadik hara shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. So isn't that a very big challenge over here to his mission? Hashem sends him on a mission to give over. What greater mission can there be than giving over words of prophecy? Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. And yet, look how much he suffered. How do you explain that? I don't know. There is no explanation. Umakasi anusha, my imak is very painful. Me'ano hei rofei, my wound refuses to be healed. All of the medications, all the doctors, all the king's horse and the king's men can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's what he's saying over here. Hoyo sieli kimoy achzov, mayim lo ne'emanu. Now here he says something very different. This theme is it appears to be, according to the Mitzudos, an entirely different theme. Even the prophecy was not steady. In other words, I didn't have a clear transmission. It was spotty. Sometimes I lost my internet connection. You know, it's very frustrating when you're surfing and then, you know, goes on, goes off, goes on, goes off. It's extremely frustrating. So he's saying over here, Ribbono Shel Olam, at least if I had a steady, secure connection, I'm close to you. But even that, you shut me off. You shut me down. It was spotty. My connection to you was achzov, was a lie. Water that's not reliable. If you have a spring and you go out to the well to draw water from the spring or from the well, and sometimes when you lower the bucket there's water and sometimes there's no water, it's very frustrating. You make a trip to the well and there's nothing to bring home to your family. It's frustrating. That's how I feel with regard to my prophecy. Some days it's good and some days there's no connection, and this is also a source of pain. Let's see the Mitzvah
this is over 40 years. Did he write it down as he got it, or at the end he just remembered it all?
It's not clear. I don't know.
I'm just saying it. Did he get up every day and get Musar?
We don't know how they operated. The whole concept of a Navi was something that's so foreign. It's something that's so foreign to us, this concept of prophecy. Look, the Vilna Gaon says. The Vilna Gaon says that, you know, how long ago did the Vilna Gaon live? 250 years ago? So 250 years ago, approximately, something like that? So the Vilna Gaon was beyond our understanding, his genius, his mind. He said that he can have an appreciation of what it was like to be a Tana. I mean, that's mind-boggling for a human being to say something like that. The Tanoim, which are going back almost 2,000 years. Okay, the time almost, and our Masorah is, these are the Malachi Hasharis, the Tanoim. The Vilna Gaon said, he could have a small mashu appreciation of what it meant to be a Tana. But to be, have an appreciation of what it was like to be an ordinary, simple water carrier, a woodcutter, living in the time of the prophets, I have no hasaga. To live in a generation where there's a prophet, where there's a Navi, that's giving over the word of Hashem, real nevuah, a real connection to the source, I'm just an ordinary person who walks in the street, in Am Haaretz, in ignoramus. Just the fact that he is in the seviva, in the environment of a prophet, the Vilna Gaon says, I can't even be masig the madrega that this single person was on.
How could a person?
Well, we don't know.
Just walking around doing that.
It was a different world, a different time. It's something that we can't relate to. So here you're talking about Yirmiyahu. What exactly was it like living these times? We have no clue. This is something beyond our understanding. Okay, but he writes over here about Nevuah. This is a very fascinating concept of Nevuah. It is a connection. It is a line of that is not secure. It's not steady. It's mayim lo nemanu. It's like water from a spring, from a well, that is not consistent. Let's see the mitzvah of it. Well, that was subject to his interpretation, so he was allowed to interpret it.
I understand that, but he's saying my interpretation is sometimes a little hazy.
He doesn't say that. He seems to say that there was no connection. There was absolutely, I was cut off from my reception. Let's see what it says in the Masudas. The Masudas Pasuk Yudches. Ke'evi Netzach. He complains, so he winds down his complaint. This is already the third Pasuk. Ke'evi Netzach. My pain is eternal. Return to Laimar. Zezman Rav. Orvim olai anshe anosos. Their mitzudos kedarka is always trying to find the most simple interpretation, and he says the people of Anosos they are harassing me, and I can't take it anymore. Umakosi anusha, extremely painful. Hamakosh she olai hi kuuva maod is extremely painful. Return to Lamar heim machivim osibi yoser. They torture me. Me'ano he rofe mima enes lekabel refuah. It does not receive healing. Written Eloimar, Einam Chojim Mera Asan. They refuse, the Mitzudos directs this against the people of Anasos. They refuse to listen to my Musar. They refuse to change their ways. And that is called in his vocabulary, they refuse to be healed. Hoyo Tihali, Ato Tihalumuli, you Hashem are opposite me. Kimo mikor mayim, like a source of water, hanifsok, that comes to an end. The source of water dries up. The oizev hanavua, and here he's interpreting this to mean the prophecy has dried up. Ulutosefes beir amar, and to give more explanation to this expression, what exactly he means when he says here that you are an achzav. So he goes on to say three more words. Omar, mayim loy ne'emanu, water that is not faithful. She'ein miskayim umasmid, it's not continuous. Ki kumo kein, likewise, chadalta mimeni ho'ezra, you have ceased from granting me strength, help, v'hatzala, minakam malai, from those who rise up against you. So okay, I translate a little bit different, not reference only into nevuah. Okay, that I saw that Sumei saw the Radak. We'll see in a few moments. But over here, the Mitzvah is saying over here is that you Hashem, I'm complaining to you that you are not consistent, you are not continuous in assisting me from overcoming my enemies. You appear to allow me to suffer and to fall in their hands to a point where almost they succeed in destroying me. So again, the words of here is very powerful words. Lama hoyech evi netzach, why is my pain eternal? Why do I suffer? Umakosi anusha, is my pain extremely painful? Me'ano he rofe, my wound refuses to be healed. And the way the Mitzvah interprets this is that I have failed in my mission. I fail in my mission to give over your words to the point where the people are receptive and change their ways. And that causes me pain to no end. And furthermore, they torture me. They torture me, they torment me, they harass me. And you, Hashem, appear to abandon me. You appear to allow them to succeed in bringing harm upon me. You, Hashem, have become like a well that is not faithful. These are pretty harsh accusations that the prophet is accusing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is serious stuff. But Yirmiyah, obviously, he feels it's within his right to say these things HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the amount of suffering that he endured and how he feels that he was faithful to the mission. Rashi Pasuk Yudches, Anusha. Anusha means a sickness. Kemo Vayeonash, which is translated to mean Vayechla. Shmuel, there it says that he became sick. And it means Vayichle. Bibino Shol Basheva, it refers to the child of Basheva. That after this child was born, Basheva was pregnant, and she gave birth to the child. The child died very quickly. I think after a couple of days, the child got sick and died, and David sat in Avelos. That child, Chazal say, was really roy to be the Melech HaMashiach. That child that was born from Basheva, had David waited, delayed, and not married Basheva prematurely, then that child would have lived, and that child would have been the Melech HaMashiach. But because David, when he took Basheva prematurely, before Uri HaChiti was still alive, that's why the child died. And there it says, there Vayeonash became sick. Hayosi Ali, Ato heveli, you Hashem are to me, kemoi achzav, ke adam, shemavtichoi nifsak mimenu. Like a person whose security has been cut off from him. Sha'ata manicheni lehitztaer biyadam, you abandon me to be pained, to suffer in their hands. Achzav, it means mikor poisek. It means when your source has been cut off. Ramcho, what does that word mean?
Failing,
okay. Achzar, the spring has failed. Mayim loy nemanu, lismech aleihem, waters are not faithful to rely upon them. Let's see the Radak Pasuk Yudches, lama hoya, lama bidogesh, the lama, there is a dot in the mem. Umile'el alahei, and the ta, lama, and it's mile'el, the tam, the munach, the trop, the accent is on the lamid, and that's why the trop is on underneath the lamid. Min hachamisha, and this is, what does that mean? I don't know what that means.
There are five cases where
mile'el?
Yeah, where the lama is mile'el.
There are five. Normally it's the mile'ra. Lama. Normally there's mile'ra. It should be lama. When there are two, the second. So why is this? What's the reason? When there's a dogish?
There's a dogish.
So what? Normally when there's a dogish, that makes him a lara, because that's where the emphasis is. Okay, whatever the reason is. Lama. Lama hoya chevi netzach. Oilami netzach means forever. Oilami usimidi. Shelo yifsakli b'chol yavi yamanim b'meriv. Every single day they fight with me. Uchilu makosi me'ana herofei. It's as if my wound refuses to be healed. Uloshu me'ana nemer al derech melitza yinitza shir. It's melitza, an expression. It's a poetic expression. Ki ein lamaka rotzon lama hoya zeh. There's no reason why a wound would refuse to be healed. So this is nothing but a poetic expression. I think that's what he means when he says the melitzas hashir. Melitza means an expression, hashir means song. And in this context, what? It's a poetic expression. I think it means poetic expression. That my wound refuses to be healed. Why would a wound refuse to be healed? That a wound, of course, wants to be healed. So this is just a poetic expression. What did I do wrong that I should suffer? Like waters that are unfaithful, that have failed. This well, it promises man that water will always be available, and the wells lie. Kiloimar yifsiku, they dry up. Vihine loy nemanu, and they are unfaithful. The inyan echad kafel b'milashonus. These two expressions are identical. When it says the word ve'hayosiali kumay achzov, that is identical in meaning to the next three words mayim loy nemanu, and the repetition here is just for poetry. It says that it's a lie. It reads the description, but does not describe the object that it's described. It's an adjective, but it's not telling us what the noun is. That's no big deal. These are other examples which I don't really know the details. Let's leave it. The Amar Hamashal Kenegad Negadokel Ba'avur. So over here, who is he referring to? Who is Yirmiyah lodging his complaint? And the answer is against Hashem. Going back to Perek Aleph, Hashem guaranteed Yirmiyah, you will be a prophet, and I'm warning you, it's not going to be easy, but you should know that I will always be there to protect you. I got your back. And Yirmiyah now says, Ribbono shel Olam, you don't got my back. I don't feel that you're protecting me. Hashem, what happened to your promise? I've done my part, you have not done your part. They are insulting me. They are hitting me. I'm suffering physical and psychological abuse. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me in advance that it would not be easy, that they would battle against me. But I'd never imagined that it would be a continuous battle. Maybe once in a while, someone would insult me, but but every single moment, every single day. Ela shieli hafsek. Uber oisoki lo hoya hafsek. When Yirmiyah saw that there's just no relief, Nisraim, he complained al hakel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu ve'amar lama haya ke'evi netzach. Why is my pain eternal? Why is it continuous? And you, Hashem, have failed me. You have lied to me. You told me that you would protect me. Anusha, k'moy anusha makosecha. We had this before. It means very painful. The wound is extremely painful. Ucheev enosh. Another pasuk with Sulaiman. Chazaka ukeveda. An extremely painful wound. Ve'echzoiv. In this regard to this word, ve'echzoiv ha'aleph noisafes. You don't really need the aleph. Kozav. Kozav means a lie. It's a lie. Why? Kozbi bas tzur, right? Why was she called Kozbi? Kozbi was the princess of Midian that caused the Nasi. Who's the Nasi? Zimri. So why was she called? Why was she? I once heard this from Rabbi Shur. Why was she called? Why was her name called Kozbi? Because it comes from the word Kozav. She represented the taiva of Arayos. The taiva of Arayos is a big lie. It's a kozav. It's a lie. After a person satisfies his taiva, he realizes it was a lie. Mishas Maisa, it's very hard. Obviously, the Yetzirah is extremely powerful. But after a person satisfies his lust, he realizes he has charata, that this Yetzirah was nothing other than a lie, kazaf. So here the word achzaf means a lie. We don't need the aleph. The aleph is superfluous. The real sherish of the word is chzaf, kazaf. Kol ha'adam kozev. Every man is a liar. V'hu toyar k'moy kozav. It's the kozav. V'hu b'shekel. V'hu b'shekel arba. I don't know what this is. Some grammatical rule is referring to. I don't know what this means. V'yonasan maybe means arba. The word arba with the aleph is missing. I think maybe the word arba. The word arba. You don't really need the aleph. And it's used. It's used the same way. Achzav. The aleph in achzav is the same use of aleph in the word arba. Arba is locus, right? No, that's with an aleph. How do you spell locust?
Aleph is hay.
That's a hay, okay. So what's arba is four?
Reva. So you don't need the aleph.
Reva. So it's saying. I think it means the use of the aleph. The aleph really is superfluous. The same way achzov, he's telling us the aleph is superfluous. Reva.
The adjective.
V'hu shekel arba, it's the same usage. Shekel means the same grammatical usage as the word arba. Arba, there's an aleph, and the aleph is a patach, and the aleph really is not necessary. The sharish of the word four is reva. Reva. A quarter. It means four. So you don't really need the word aleph. So the aleph, what's the aleph doing there?
The aleph
is hanging out. It just had nothing better to do, and it attached itself to the word reva. Likewise, the aleph was lonely here in this pasuk, so it attached itself to the word kizav. Oil Rasha, oil Shchenai. The Yoinasam Hoysev Lo Yehei Memrachli Kadbin Kimabua. Your word should not be Kadbin, means lies. Same thing with lies. Kimabua, like a spring. The Mayan, the Paskin Mohi, whose waters dry up. So he makes it very clear that Mayan over here means a spring of water. Okay, now we go to a beautiful Pasuk. This Pasuk is really a gem.
What do we take from this? Why did the Navi write down
his bitter complaint? I don't know. Maybe he's trying to show that he's human. He's trying to show, give a human side to spiritual leaders. Spiritual leaders are not expected to be immune to all of what everyone else suffers from. They also suffer. And maybe for us to realize, don't abuse, don't think just because they have the title of being a spiritual leader, they're immune to physical abuse, psychological abuse. The Yirmiyah here, he shows in the most clearest terms, I can't take it anymore. I'm losing it. I'm abused, I'm beaten, I'm suffering, and I have complaints to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You promised I would be okay, and look what's happening to me. There is a human element to a leader as well, more than that I don't know. Now we call the very, very beautiful pasuk. This pasuk is the shoresh of the kiruv, of chinuch, of kiruv, it's a very beautiful, powerful pasuk that every organization somehow can find satisfaction and can use this on their flag, on their banner, on their stationery to show what their mission is. L'chein, koyamar Hashem, im toshuv, if you will do tshuva, which we'll see what that means in a moment, it really means if you will succeed in causing others to do tshuva. That's really what it means. V'ashivcha lifona, ashivcha. These three words go together. It's not easy to translate these three words. They only can be interpreted together. Va'ashivcha means to return. Lifonai ta'amot. Before me you will stand. Which basically means you will have a special place before me. If you, Yirmiyah, will succeed, you'll be instrumental in causing another person out there in the world to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be rewarded in that you will stand in my presence. You will have a front row seat, back seats in Olam Haba. And guess I'll tell you even a bigger reward. That's for the average person. In other words, that's for a person that's, you know, he's anyway a Shomer Torah Mitzvos. You just inspire him a little bit more. You make him a little bit better. You cause him to do more tshuva. He stops to talk during davening. He learns a little bit more. He becomes a little bit better. Wow, if you accomplish that, Yirmiyah, you're going to get a reward. You're going to have a front row seat. But Yirmiyah, let me tell you something even a better, bigger secret. V'im toitzi yokar mizoylel. If you produce quality from garbage, yokar means something of quality. Zoilul means something disgusting. If you go out into the world and you find people who are in the category of Zoilul, they're wallowing in garbage. They're nothing. Empty people. Empty cans. People who are totally lost. Totally gone. And you transform them into a yokar. If you talk about kiruv, talk about going out and taking people who know from zero, and you give them some lichtigkeit, a derech in life, and you make something out of them, then Hashem says, you know what, I'm going to reward you, I'm going to make you kifi sihiyah, I'm going to make you Yirmiyah into a god. You're going to be like kifi, like my peh, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goizer umekayim. Hashem's peh is, Hashem speaks, and whatever Hashem says comes true. Baruch oimer v'yoise goizer umekayim. Yirmiyah, I'm going to give you that koyach. Whatever you want, whatever you decree, will come true. If you want to be mechayim esim, you can be mechayim esim. If you want to go and you want to be mevatel my gezeros, if Hashem makes a gezera and you want to decide that it's not in the best interest of Klal Yisrael, and you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gezera should be batel, will be batel. Kifi siyeh. Yoshuvu, and then Hashem says to Yirmiyah, listen, calm down, don't worry so much about all of the difficult work that I have in front of you. I give you a bracha, you will succeed. Yoshuvu heima elecha. The day will come when they will return to you, which indeed they did when the Churban happened. They did finally get to appreciate who Yirmiyah was. V'yata, and you lo soshuv aleihem. He's coming over here to address something which was bothering Yirmiyah, which has to be some between the lines is, it was one of his great fears and why he protested, why he did not want to take on the mission. Yirmiyah was frightened that he would be influenced by them. When you go among the wicked, when you go among the wicked, the Rishayim, and you preach and you deal with them the entire day, it's impossible for their actions not to rub off on you. You see, that's so bad. They do have errors, so you get used to the, you lower your madrega. Hashem says you will not suffer. I guarantee that I will protect you. You will not slide in their direction. The only thing that will happen is that they will slide, they will return in your direction. Okay, there's a lot going on this one. Let's go through some of the Mitzvot stuff and the line of Midrashim. Well, let's do it slow, Pasuk Yutes. Mitzvot stuff, L'chein Koyam Hashem, Shlo Yikupach Sechori. Hashem said to me, do not worry, Yirmiyah, your reward will not be cut off. I know it's hard. I know you're suffering. You never thought it would be this difficult, but just stay the mission. Stay the course. Stay the course, and you'll be okay. Your reward will not be denied. V'chein amar, im ato Yisrael, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Now here the Mitzudos is coming to add words into the Pasuk to make sense, because if you just translate the words literally, it does not make sense. When it says here, im toshuv, so he adds in all of these words, im ato Yisrael toshuv laHashem. If you, Klal Yisrael, will return to Hashem, see all those words he added? It's referring to Klal Yisrael. And he adds in there, how will Klal Yisrael return to Hashem? From the context, it's obvious, only through the efforts of Yirmiyah. If you, Yirmiyah, will be instrumental in bringing about this revolution, where Klal Yisrael will return to Hashem, then, Va'ani Ashivcha. He adds again, he adds the word ani. He adds another word to the pasuk. Hashem says, I, Hashem, will reward you, Yirmiyah, by putting you in a special place. Ritzon Eloimar, Teshuvascha tihye al yodi, your return. Now, Teshuvascha here doesn't mean, it's a hard word to translate, it means your position, your station. Your station will be through me, bigmul, Zeh hiftichani loymar, in reward for this, Hashem promised me, saying, Lefonai ta'amod, before me you will stand ad olam forever, v'litivsei kanavu mimchom nevu will never cease from you. Look over here in the Mitzudos, David doesn't say anything more. Okay, but the word v'ashivcha, let me just look at the article, how he translates it. Therefore, thus said Hashem, if you repent, I will bring you back. Vashivcha. Teshuvascha tiyeh al...
The Suda says that what it means, I'll bring you back, means you'll be a Navi forever.
Teshuvascha tiyeh al yadi. Your return will be through me. So that's the next words. But what's the ashivcha? I think you, just simply you read, put the three words together. That's really what it's going to say in the Medrash.
You're stationed.
That's really how the Medrash translates it. But maybe the Mitzudas is saying something different. I think the theme, whatever the exact translation, the theme is the same. I'm translating it. Ashivcha means that you're stationed. Your mokaim lifo, it's an expression. Va'ashivcha, your station will be such lifonai ta'amod that you will always stand before me. You will have a relationship with me that is unique forever. Next words of the Mitzudos. V'im toitzias mimin hazoilelois. If you will succeed in extracting a person who is a zoilel, lihiyois odom yokar. You will produce, you will fashion people, you will take a person who is a zoilel, a lowlife, and transform him into an ish v'chubot, into a chosh of a person, oz tia kifi, then you will be blessed as being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean? Ki tiskayim gizeroscho kimo gizerosi. You can make gizeros, and whatever you say will be fulfilled. Yeshuva Hemoilacha, Zeldover of Shevus Shehema, this is something which is a possibility. Shehema Yeshuva Elecha, Lios Keshem Kimais. Hashem is encouraging Yirmiyahu that you will succeed in causing them to repent and come close to you. The Al Tida, you need not be worried that you will be influenced by them and they will drag you down. Leilech Achale Beshlichus, Kipen Tilma Mimaseim, Lios Kimoham. I guarantee you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to come and fall to their madrega. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasig Yutes says, Because I indeed suffered on behalf of the Jewish people, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me as follows, Koyamar Hashem Elai, Im Toshuv, Ata Yisrael Al Yodi. He's doing the same thing what the Mitzudos did. He's adding words into the Pasuk. If you, Klal Yisrael, will return because of my efforts, Al Yodi, V'yashivcha Ani Elav, I will return, Omar Lil, V'yashivcha Ani Elav, I then will merit to return to Hashem. Meaning my station will be right in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omar Li, Lefonai Ta'amot. I will return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem will say to me, you stand before me. V'im Taitzi Yaka Mizalel, im Taitzi Adam Hagun Mi Adam Rasha. If you fashion a good person from a person that was previously a Rasha, Shetechazira Lemutav, Kifi Siyeh, Shani Goizer, I am just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Goizer Gzer V'Atam Mevatel. You will be given divine power. You will be given power to be Mevatel my Gzeros. Kefi Siyah.
It's even stronger.
To Mevatel Hashem's Gzeros. Next words of Rashi: Yeshuvun Heima. They will return. Eilach V'Atel Lois Hashuv Eilehem. Yisuvun Inun Lefis Gomach. Hashem guarantees that they will do tshuv. They will return to your words of Musar, and you need not be worried that you will be influenced by them. V'At Los Sosuv Limitei Basrehon. You will not be influenced after them to make mistakes and to do aveiros. Let's see if we do the radak very quickly. Pasuk lam 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 uyu test. Lochem koyim Hashem tashav v'shivcha l'fonai tamot. Omar loy hokel. Dibarto kinegdi dvar v'ashel loy kain. You're making a big mistake. I'm coming to reject your complaint against me. Be'amorcha. This that you said to me, Yirmi, this that you said, Chayos Yali Kamayachsov, this that you complained to me that I'm a liar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become false. V'hinecha tosi li, and Yirmi, you complained that you Hashem have sinned to me by not having my back. V'atoa now, im toshuv b'shuv l'fonai, v'tischareit al mashamarta, he is a whole new interpretation. Yirmiya, repent, you are a sinner. How dare you lodge this ugly complaint against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you will do tshuva, ani ashivcha b'shuv v'eslach lach. If you will have remorse for insulting me and accusing me of lying to you, I will forgive you. V'tamoy lefanai kivatchila. That's how he interprets the pasuk in Radak. Very different than Radak and Ramesuz and Rashi. Omotam l'chaykoim ha'ashem im toshuv. Hear me, if you do tshuva for the insulting words that you've said to me in the previous psukim, v'ashivcha. I will return to you. I will forgive you. And not only will I forgive you, Lefonai Ta'amod, you can stand before me. Beautiful. Very, very simple. The Amida Lefnei Hashem, He Atfila, standing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tfila V'Haidol, Lefonav, is admission of the Kibul HaNavua, and receiving prophecy, Kamo Sha'amar, Im Yamad Moshe Ushmu Lefonai, V'Avram Odin Amel Lefonav, every time we have the word Amida means Tfila. V'lo Yomazel Lashon El Benavi, you only have the discretion by Navi. Okay, now we go to the next part. V'im Toitzi Yoko Mizolel, Kifi Siyah, V'im Tatriach, Atzmach Aleim Lachazim Lemutav, and if you hear me, will proceed in your mission, and be a succeed in bringing the people to do tshuva, the totzi yakar mizolel, and succeed in producing a precious person from a zolel. Shetucha l'hashiv l'harishom shem zolim lehashivim tovim v'yikarim, to make the rishom tzadikim kefi siyeh, you will be like my peh. Ma shetigzor v'toymar tiskayim, whatever decree you issue will be fulfilled. Ki'ilu, as if the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is making that decree. Kifi, ki'ilu, ani omer oisal. K'mo sh'amar b'Shmuel Hanavi, lo yihibul mikol dvar of Arza, everything that Shmuel said was fulfilled. The Yonas and Tergim Ru'us, Meimre Tiskayim, the will of your words will be fulfilled. The Yesh Mefarshim Kifi, Kifi Siyeh, Kimamore Tihiyeh, K'mo sh'amar Tiloch, then it's going back, Ephesia is going back on what Hashem said to Yirmiyah back in Perek Aleph. Yirmiyah, if you succeed in the mission, if you are faithful to the mission, then you will be guaranteed my protection. I will be for you a Mivtzar. I will be for you a Chaimah. But you, Yirmiyah, cannot give up. If you're going to abandon your post, if you're going to stop the mission, then you're not going to be protected anymore. It's only the Imtoitzi Yakar Mizalel, which is the mission to bring forth tzaddikim from Rishon, then kifisiyah, the mission, what came forth from my mouth back in Perek Aleph, that I will protect you and be for you a choyma and the mitzvah, then it will be fulfilled. K'mo shamar lach, shamati lach liyem mitzvah l'chemes nuchesh. Yeshuvu heimo, they will return. Eilach aviyato lo yisoshav alayhim, avol zeh hishomu lecha. Here, according to Radak, he's telling him, watch out. It's a hard mission. This is a completely different interpretation. Is you're right. When you go down to Las Vegas, it's very dangerous. Watch out. make sure you erect for yourself safeguards not to be influenced after the Averis. They may mislead you. They may overcome you in their arguments. I'm telling you, hear me, watch out. Make sure that you outsmart them, that they return to you. The Shomeri, be careful, Shaloi Toshuv Atalim, you do not return to them. Okay, Sachakol from the Radak. We have really beautiful, a very beautiful interpretation of the pasuk. It's very different than the Mesudas and Matudas and Rashi. Shriyu, according to the Radak, Lochain Koyama Hashem said to me that Yirmiyah, I'm very angry at you that you have issued an insult. You have complained to me, you've gone too far. You accuse me of being a liar. You accuse me of abandoning you. How dare you? How dare you say these harsh words? Yirmiyah, I demand that you apologize. Yirmiyah im tashuv, if you will do tshuv for the sin of your complaint, I'll forgive you. We can make up and we can go weiter. Then v'ashivcha, I will return to you. I will forgive you. And lefonai ta'amod, you can continue to pray on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Next message. V'im taitzi yokar mizolel, if you proceed, stay the course, and do the mission. And let's review. What is the mission? Let's review. The mission is to summarize the entire Sefer Yirmiyah, to bring forth a yokar mizolel. Isn't that a beautiful expression? The mission is to bring forth tzadikim, anoshim yukarim, a yokar haben yaker li Ephraim, from Rishoyim, people who are extremely evil, then kifisiya, the barachos and the protection that I guaranteed for you in Perek Aleph will be kifi, according to what my promise to you will be. It will be like I've told you. Or the other interpretation which the Radak said, which was consistent with Rashi and the Mitzvot, is, then I will give you an extra special bracha that you will have unique divine power to be goyzer gezeros, to be mevatel gezeros, to be good, to enact the takonis, and whatever you say will be fulfilled. But Yirmiyah, I want to warn you, it's not an easy job. There are dangers. Be careful that you influence them and they don't influence you. Watch out. Yeshuvu heimo eilecha. They should come back to you. V'ata and you lo soshuv aleihem. You should be careful not to be trapped into their false arguments.
One example nowadays is the great-grandson of Trotsky, because
of Tshuva,
there
just wrote that. Chayze b'shuva. B'nei banav shel homon lamdu tar b'bnei brak. B'bnei banav shel sancheref. Okay, so there's Midrashim. We're going to leave the Midrashim for tomorrow.